We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. We'll talk Wildcat football and men's basketball on the show this week. And let's start with football. Kansas State, a bowl-eligible team at 6-3, saw a three-game winning streak come to an end in Austin, Texas last weekend on the final play of the game, losing to UT 27-24. After two straight on the road, the Cats return home this week to take on West Virginia at 2:30 Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We'll have it for you on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, starting at 12:30 with the pregame show. And we'll focus in a little bit on both of those matchups as we start our program today. Stan, the Texas game was one in which I think it would be fair to say that K-State got off to a good start. They really fought back after being down 24-14. Maybe really the key part in the game is when they had a couple of opportunities with a 14-7 lead in the second and couldn't extend the lead. Did you see it that way?
Yes, Wyatt, it's a big opportunity for K-State, and it's really with the ebb and flow of a football game, a lot like other sports, and maybe we talk about it more in basketball, it's easier to understand. When things are going your way, you've really got to take advantage of it. You and I may do a basketball game and say, hey, K-State just outscored the opponent by a 6-0 run, and you feel good about that. It's good basketball, but if you watch it closely, you go, oh, a couple of missed shots you should have made, a turnover you shouldn't have had, and maybe it should have been a 10-0 or 12-0 run. Those extra points may come back and be a big factor at the end of the game, and K-State was playing so well the first two drives, had an explosive play, then another drive and a touchdown pass against a Texas defense that struggles against the pass. You had 14 points, and guess what the third drive was? Driving right down the field, across the field. But then K-State had a mistake. And then the fourth drive drove it across midfield again and ended up having to punt. So those two possessions, the third and fourth possession of the game, are something you can look at, Wyatt, because we look at end-of-game situations, and obviously those are all important, a giant third-down conversion. You know, Texas third and 14 on their side of the field in our last drive, that's best against best. K-State, the second best in the country, getting people off the field on third down. Texas, fifth best in the country at converting on third down. It was a heck of a battle. Texas won that little one, and we would look at that as being a game decider. But we should also look back at the second quarter when K-State had all the momentum. The offense was really humming. They left some points out there. When you cross midfield, Wyatt, we talk about this a lot in our game analysis. That's where you've got to get 10 to 15 more yards and make sure you get a field goal. It's 3 points that are valuable at that point, and K-State got 0 out of those two possessions. And that really made a difference because every point and every issue is big when you basically come down to the last play of the game and the game's tied.
Stan, I've been asked so many times about K-State's run game and did they get away from it in the game against Texas. I don't see it that way. I think it was more that was Texas saying, we're going to limit your run game. If you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us with the pass game. How do you see that? How do you break that down?
Well, first of all, Texas is really good against the run, yes. They really had an emphasis. Remember, they had 2 weeks to prepare, Wyatt. So there was really an emphasis on everything K-State was going to bring in the running game. And they did stop the quarterback run on a critical third down, one of those two possessions we were just speaking about. So they did a good job. They've got physical guys up front. The strength of the Texas defense is really at the nose guard position. Keandre Coburn is hard to move. Their linebackers are physical guys in there. So it is a hard part of Texas's team to attack, number one. Number two, to address what you ask, Texas is awful against the pass, Wyatt. That's why you attack them in the pass game. They allow 64% completion percentage. They're giving up 305 yards a game in passing. Guess what? They're vulnerable in the passing game. So K-State had to do that. And a lot of the passing game that the K-State Wildcats unfolded in that ball game and presented was quasi-run, right? Down-the-line passes, short passes to take advantage of what is almost a running game but not have to deal with that nose guard and those two middle linebackers. So I thought K-State's play calling was just fine. But let's don't forget, James Gilbert is a very good running back, and he's been so solid for K-State. Jordan Brown has been a good backup when available. Those two guys basically weren't available in the game. So you're working with your third team back, and you don't have your normal rotation. You got a third team back, and then you got Tyler Burns, who really hasn't played that much this year, Wyatt, be a part of the regular rotation. So you're going to get a very good Texas run defense, a poor Texas pass defense, and you're doing it with your third and fourth back. That's hard duty. You know, it's not like James Gilbert was out there getting stuffed. And that then here comes Jordan Brown, and here comes Harry Trotter, you know, in a good rotation. Or like Coach Kleiman has talked about, what about having three backs in the backfield at the same time? It gives you an ability to hit the edges. Against Oklahoma, K-State's running game looked completely different because Oklahoma had to deal with K-State's running game at the full level. So it was just a lot of things. I thought the game was coached just fine from all those strategies. It just happened that K-State scored early, didn't score for a while, and then scored late. At the end of the day, even with two touchdowns early and a 14-0 lead, it was going to be an all-day sucker. And it was going to be one of those deals where you're going to have to beat Texas at the end of the game, no matter who scores first or what order we go in, it's going to end up converging at the end. And it sure did. K-State lost a 14-point lead. Texas lost a 10-point lead in the second half. It was a dead-even game, and Texas just had some things go well at the end. But it's hard to criticize K-State. But, I'd love to have James Gilbert and a healthy Jordan Brown out there along with Harry Trotter. And I think K-State's running game might have been a little bit better if they were at full bore with the running backs.
All right, let's talk a little bit about special teams. We saw K-State do another big play in the special teams area with a 98-yard kickoff return by Joshua Youngblood. He's the second guy to return one this year following Malik Knowles. Tell us a little bit about why K-State is having such success in that kick return game.
Yeah, well, it's amazing, first of all, Wyatt, is that each of those two young men are freshmen. So you rarely have a kickoff return for a touchdown if you're most teams in the country. Rarely in a season, right?
True.
K-State has two. So that separates. There's not many teams that have two kickoff return touchdowns in the same season. And here K-State has done it with two freshmen. So we may be looking at, it's hard to analyze and look this up, but we may look at one of the few times ever in the history of college football that two different freshmen have brought it back. But K-State football, first of all, Wyatt, starts with the fact that they're so good at returning. We know that this year is the 14th year in the last 15 years, all except for last year, that they've had at least one kickoff return for a touchdown. So there's a knowledge base, there's a strategy that Sean Snyder and Bill Snyder use that K-State is still using right now that makes a lot of sense. There's an unbelievable amount of pride from that group. They're used to having success. They expect it. And this is a smart, dedicated group of players, Wyatt. Of the 11 guys who are out there on kickoff return, basically 8 or 9 of them started out their careers walk-ons. And they want to be a part of K-State football, and they did it with special teams first. So they take it very seriously. They're very smart in what they're being taught, a good strategy, but they also understand the strategy. They're willing to invest the time to study the opponent and understand how things are going to go. The Mississippi State kickoff return touchdown and the Texas one, everything didn't go perfectly as drawn up. It's impossible with 22 guys running around in that open field. But the players adapted and were taught well enough what they needed to do with the situation that stood before them. And both returners just really hit the gas pedal, went and hit it right away, probably went past a guy or broke a tackle at the 15 or 20-yard line. And after that, it was blocked up well. So it is a great coaching, great strategy, really good players dedicated and studying and a belief that something good's going to happen. But this game here, Wyatt, they deserve a lot of credit for intestinal fortitude. They were a part of a football team that was ahead 14-0 at Texas, okay? They were a part of a group of players. Many of those kickoff return guys were a part of the punt team that missed some tackles and then let Texas have a 52-yard punt return. That doesn't happen very often with K-State's punt team. So they kind of had an opportunity to have their head down, and now Texas is up by two scores, and what do? Go out and get to work and run that play. For them to have that play after they had a bad punt team play not too much earlier was pretty amazing. So both the Mississippi State game and the Texas game, the return was at a very opportune time. Here's the crazy thing. If you go back and think about it, Wyatt, do you realize that was the only kickoff return K-State had the opportunity to run out of the end zone? Every other one was a touchback.
That's right.
Because it was blasted in the other direction. So how about that? One chance to get a kickoff return, and they house it. Pretty amazing percentage, and you got to understand what the opponents are looking at when they're looking at the K-State kickoff return team. It's been this way for many, many years. No fun. Like, oh, boy, I know we're happy we scored a touchdown, or I know we're happy we got a field goal, but do we really have to kick off the K-State's team? I hope the kicker blasts it into the end zone. So it's a great weapon to have. It's a nice carryover from Bill Snyder to Chris Kleiman, and those guys are performing at a high level. You know all these players, Wyatt. You probably know all 125 or 30 of them at a decent level because you're around and see them. This group aren't necessarily the guys who are starting down after down on offense and defense, but they feel like they're starters. They study the game like they're starters, and that's why you see such good kickoff return from them.
Yeah, very, very good efforts, no doubt. And a good point there on the punt return by Texas and then coming right back and getting that done. K-State, with the loss, is 6-3. They're 3-3 with three to go. And you mentioned Bill Snyder a moment ago. I'm so excited for this game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this weekend on so many levels. One, Cats are back home for the first time in a while. Then secondarily, we will celebrate 150 years of the great game of college football, 124 years of Kansas State football, and Coach Snyder will be recognized during the game too. That said, is a lot. Kind of just give us an idea of, you've been around K-State football most of your life. This will be a fun celebration. And K-State football, I know it's been great in the last 30 years. It's been a little bit rough prior to that, but they've had their moments and lots of great players down through the years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's great to celebrate the history of something that most of us have found a way to love and embrace. In addition to our university, is a football program. It's the one that flies the flag the highest. It's the national advertisement of the front porch, as you might say. And in college football altogether really helped that process. So it's amazing. It's been 150 years. Bill Snyder, obviously, all the great memories of what he's done for K-State. So anytime we get a chance to celebrate him, and especially in this instance where he really has a great feel for college football and appreciation for it. I hear him, for instance, talk about the bowl games. And when you hear him talk about bowl games, it wasn't when we were thinking about national championships. It was, everyone was just happy to go win their bowl game. It was a big deal. Are you in the Orange Bowl? Not many teams got into bowl games back in those days when he was a youngster, and it really affected him, the chance to watch those games on January 1st. I love the fact that we have a lot of bowl games now. Wyatt, it's still not easy to be bowl eligible, but compared to the past, it's completely different. So it's great that Bill Snyder's honored for us at K-State, but also with the 150-year celebration, he has an appreciation for all of that. So it's going to be fun. The other thing why it is, I'm telling you what, when we were at home and K-State beat Oklahoma, that place was rocking. But K-State fans, if there's a number higher than 10 on a 1 to 10 scale, you deserve it. Hey, my favorite number is 12. How about this, Wyatt? K-State's crowd was a 12 on a 1 to 10 scale. They were awesome into the game and made a difference. Do you realize this is our first game back since then? It's our first game back home since K-State went and did the job against the Jayhawks. I mean, all the miles to go stuff and everything else, right? We are kind of with the grind with the team, okay? We get on to the next game pretty easily, pretty quickly, win or lose, a lot of work to get done, right? We get the opportunity to travel with the team. But if you think about it from the fans' perspective and take away our thought process for a second, it reminds me, our fans have not seen our team since the Oklahoma game live in Manhattan. They haven't seen our team since K-State went and beat Kansas when Kansas was talking a lot of trash and thinking they were going to win in Lawrence. And to see our football team play the way they did, remember I talked about not having your first and second string running back? That was also true at the Kansas game, and yet they were able to pound it 60-plus times for over 340 yards rushing, right? So you talk about celebration. This football team is bowl eligible. Beat Kansas, beat Oklahoma, been a while since they've been home, only two home games left. That is a great convergence of excitement. I cannot wait to see the purple wave rolling in there and getting ready. And 2:30 kickoffs, are you kidding me? It's the best, man. 2:30 is the best for home games. So, yeah, there are so many reasons to celebrate and the chance for this football team to achieve things the rest of the way. I've said it so much this year, the competitiveness of the games that K-State had to play after those first two, you know, basically you had 10 straight games where the games are really, really close. And when you win your fair share of it, and now you have a chance to be at the upper level of the conference, can't wait. The last three games, you know, buckle in, just like the Texas game. You're gonna be watching these games probably right to the end to see how it all comes out. And that's fun. High competitive football, super crowd, K-State at home. And, oh, by the way, you get a chance to celebrate what Bill Snyder's done for college football overall, College Football Hall of Famer, and what he's done for K-State specifically. It's going to be cool. I can't wait. Is it Saturday yet, Wyatt? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, maybe just a quick thought on this West Virginia team. They're playing a lot of young kids and probably, frankly, paying a little bit of a price for that. But they're continuing to fight. You can see them getting better, but it's been a struggle. They have not won a game. They're 0-5 since winning in Lawrence back on the 21st of September.
Yeah, and those facts are true. But, Wyatt, I'm going to tell you a little – let's go through a little equation here, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I really respect Baylor football, okay? I really respect – why they are a top-level team this year, okay?
Okay.
Great defense, physical, winning quarterback, good running backs, explosive wide receivers, veteran offensive line. I mean, I'm not here to bash Baylor, but Wyatt, would you be scared to play a five-game series if you did that in football against Baylor, K-State and Baylor? I mean, wouldn't you say, bring it on, it's going to go to game five? You see what I'm saying? I'm pointing out, there's not that much difference between K-State and Baylor, okay? But Baylor, and I think Baylor's good, by the way. I'm not trying to cut them down. They've won their close games, Wyatt. You know, they've won Rice, Texas Tech, K-State, Iowa State, overtime against TCU. Baylor is not that much different than many teams in the middle of the conference. They're not that much different than Oklahoma State, et cetera, K-State, right?
Right, I agree.
But they're undefeated and near the top 10. Think about this, Wyatt, so you don't think I'm – this is not coach talk. This is not just talking up every opponent every week, right? West Virginia is the opposite, okay? They have lost their close games, and they've had a little bit of a problem here or there. But down after down, uh-oh, they're not nearly as bad as everyone wants to make them out to be. Will they be a little demoralized? Will they get beaten down? Yes. If you jump out 14-0 on West Virginia, they're not going to respond the same way Texas did last week. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But here's what you need to know, Wyatt. West Virginia is not that much different than the rest of the pack, so be ready for some competition. They have play calling that's wild and crazy. They'll do things they did a surprise onside to start a game this year. They get the ball to their guys in weird ways, and they try to get you on one-on-one situations on the edge. They throw the ball deep. They're dangerous, a little bit like Kansas in that sense. But here's the thing to think about. Killed West Virginia, Wyatt, are some big plays. Okay? When they attack the line of scrimmage and they let someone slip by, and Texas Tech has an easy 70-yard touchdown pass just because one guy kind of got out of position and they threw the ball when they should. And guess what? Texas Tech has all the momentum in the world. But if I cut out that play, and West Virginia fans would say, you can't cut out that play. I say, I agree. But on any given day, are you going to sign me up for three plays of 50 yards or more for K-State in this game? That's not K-State's game, Wyatt. Right. They had one pass greater than 50 yards this year. That was last week against Texas for 70 yards. Okay? My point is if West Virginia, if you take out a few long plays down after down, they're pretty good. And, oh, by the way, they're good against the run. So all I'm saying is here, K-State's a favorite. We got to get to work, do our job, win the home game, get the crowd into it. But I hope the crowd is ready to be a factor in the game, because until you break West Virginia down on this specific Saturday, they're not nearly as poor as that losing streak makes it sound. So if that makes sense, they are better than what we're giving them credit for. Of what I'm hearing people talking about, you better be ready. They're better than that.
Well, you said that perfectly, and that's why I went there, because if you study this, and you and I have, this is a team that, one, hasn't run the ball very effectively, but two, defensively, they are better than the perception. There's no doubt about that. So that's really, really well said. A couple of other things.
K-Staters coming back, Wyatt, don't forget that. Blake Seiler.
Yes.
Defensive coach. Okay.
Right. Yep.
You think he's going to be excited about being back in Manhattan after just
no doubt.
Only being at West Virginia? And then Vic Koning, Wyatt, I lived with Vic Koning one summer when I was K-State. We played football together. He's older than me, but he's a K-Stater through and through. Okay, he went to Wyoming before he became a head coach as a defensive coordinator with Dana Dimmel. He was a defensive coordinator the first year Bill Snyder came back in the second tenure.
Right.
So here, this guy will let it fly, Wyatt. He will blitz from anywhere and everywhere. He will expose things that might allow you to get a big play. But I tell you what, he wants to beat K-State so bad, not because he doesn't like K-State, because he loves K-State. So this is personal with those guys. That defensive front, you think Texas brought some stuff. Be ready for what West Virginia does. This is, you got to go out and beat them in the first and second quarter and maybe the third and fourth. At some point, you're going to be better than them, but you're going to have to break them, because those two coaches, for instance, and Neil Brown is a head coach, they're never going to quit. No matter what the score is, they're going to keep attacking. And so K-State needs to be ready. Do not look – don't let this be a trap game, Wyatt. Don't let your guard down because you're coming back home. It's another Big 12 opponent that you got to go beat.
Totally agree. Quickly run through the schedule in the Big 12 this weekend. 11 a.m. games, Kansas at Oklahoma State, TCU at Texas Tech, 2:30, Texas and Iowa State, West Virginia and K-State, and then at 6:30, Oklahoma and Baylor. Stan, to finish up, and let me remind everybody, we'll get to basketball here, but I want to remind everybody the Wildcat Weekly podcast is presented by BriggsAuto.com, where they never match prices, they always beat them. BriggsAuto.com, longtime partner of K-State Athletics. And from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Well, the Wildcat basketball team is off to a 3-0 start. They will be back in action next Tuesday against Arkansas Pine Bluff, and then it's off to Fort Myers, Florida. Just maybe your sense of this basketball team, three games in, still learning, struggling at times offensively, but when they're playing good offense to go with that defense, I think we saw that the other night in the home victory, scoring 53 points in the second half against Monmouth. They've had their moments, no doubt.
They have. You know, what word do I use? I could use inconsistent, because the difference in play at certain moments in the game, like a 5-minute stretch of a game, can look completely different than another one. So that almost wants me to use the word inconsistent. But I could also use the word consistent, because Wyatt, in the first half of three games, think about this for a second, 1 3-point make in three games in the first half by K-State.
Right.
One.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And the second half looks nothing like that. So they're so consistent. First half points, okay? If I have this right in my mind, Wyatt, and this isn't in the right order, but from most to least, 21, 20, and 16 points in the first half. For K, are you rarely ever score only 21 points in a half, and K-State's done it every single game. They've been behind at the half every single game, and that doesn't happen in early non-conference. So I almost want to use the word consistent. Consistently, we might want to tell the players that the game's starting an hour difference in time, because you know what happens in the second half is amazing. Great composure by Bruce Weber and his staff, because this has not been easy. I mean, you're on the road to UNLV, you're doing nothing right, and you're behind, and you come back and fight and win. Oh, you're down by 9 against Monmouth, and they are really playing some good basketball to end the half, showing some athleticism, a veteran group. Yeah, they're not in your league, but they lead by 9.
Yeah.
And they so what do you do? What? K-State goes and scores, what, 53 points in the second half, hardly lets them score. It's a wild sequence. Inconsistent consistency, something like that. We need to play better in the first half when you look at it from a K-State perspective. Defense is a key, Wyatt. You know, if you're going to have a thing that you've got to lean on all game long, it's defense, and K-State's been playing great defense. The younger players seem like they're integrated into that. You got four newcomers, and they are in the rotation big time. You got 8 or 9 guys at play, and if you only go down to 8 players, those four newcomers are all part of that group. They're going to be playing big minutes. And there was one time last night, early in the second half, I believe, where four newcomers were on the floor and only one returning player.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys look like their development's on track and they're doing well. Wyatt, obviously, they got to pick it up and play better for K-State to be where they need to be. And what is it, a week from Monday, we'll be in Fort Myers, Florida, to play another high-level team where you got to really pick it up. You know, you assume next Tuesday K-State will be fine no matter what they do. Probably will get a victory to go 4-0. But then you go to that tournament in Fort Myers, and these guys better be ready. It's good they went to UNLV, fought, got used to going on the road. Bruce Weber says, hey, that's an important part of getting these guys ready to play great road games in Big 12 Conference. Last year, K-State won 7 road games in conference play. So it's all okay when you come back and fight and win, but you're sure playing with fire, Wyatt. You cannot fall behind in games, make only 1 3-pointer, and assume it's going to be easy to turn it on in the second half. So things that they're going to work on, I'm happy they're 3-0 and they haven't stubbed their toe. I like the development of the players, but you're right. Offensively, it's not going to be easy. You don't have a Dean Wade to turn to, or a Kamau Stokes is open for a 3, ready to knock it down. Or if things aren't going well, remember the last 2 seasons before this, hey, give it to Barry late in shot clock. He'll drive to the basket and either get fouled or score. You know, they just don't have those options right now. They're trying to find their way, and everyone just needs to pick it up. I think decision-making, passing. You saw the first half against Monmouth the other night. What was it? A 3-point shooting contest, it looked like, right? I mean, they would not throw the ball inside. So those are the kind of things Bruce Weber is going to be continually telling them, okay, guys, 3-point shots are okay, but do you realize when we have the advantage inside and we're not making our 3-pointers, let's move the ball and get some better shots. In the second half, they did. First half, they didn't. I'm encouraged so far, but obviously Bruce would be the first one to tell us a lot of work to be done and not a lot of time, Wyatt. I mean, a week from Monday, it's going to be game on for a couple of games. Is it Monday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving week? We got 2 basketball games, and K-State's going to be playing against a legitimately hard competition in those games.
Yeah, they'll start with Pittsburgh, and then we'll either draw Northwestern or the Bradley Braves. So lots of interesting basketball coming up. Don't forget football Saturday. Our coverage starts at 12:30, kickoff at 2:35 from Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Mountaineers and Wildcats. That's our Wildcat Weekly podcast, presented as always by BriggsAuto.com and by Kansas Land Tire. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat podcast, presented by Briggs Auto Group and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.